What's your overall assessment? Are you big frustration?
No frustration. I've said disappointment, but frustration if you have regrets. And I said to the players, if disappointment, but no regrets. You're not frustrated because you couldn't give any more. I think you'll all go home tonight and realise I gave everything, and that's all I ask. If you can come off the pitch every day and completely spent and sit there knowing you've given your all, then more times than not, if you get a performance, you'll pick up points. And disappointed because we didn't see out the win, which we thought we deserved. But sometimes that's football. You don't always get your rewards, do you? So lots of positives, but a little bit disappointed not to see it out with a win.
Yeah, five unbeaten away from home, and the form in recent times in the league has been very good. So that continues. What are the positives? What did you really enjoy about the performance today?
My first half especially, I thought we controlled it. I thought our shape was fantastic. I thought we limited them. We knew they're a really good, Richie's got them playing, really good technical team, some really good individual players. But I thought our recovery and our shape limiting their options in the first half, and I thought we were a threat moving forward as well. And that carried on to the second half. I thought we created enough chances to win the game.
And the goal that you scored, Scott Laird, he enjoyed that. But the delivery from Ginelli was a really good well-constructed goal.
Yeah, I think that's one of his biggest pluses for Josh. That's why set pieces, I think we were dangerous today. Every time there's a set piece, I think we're going to get a chance. And great move, great finish, and I think thoroughly deserved from Lady as well, because he's scored a lot of goals in the past, and I think there's many more to come from him at Walsall. But yeah, very pleased for them. The lads, I thought they deserved the 3 points, but I've just said to them, the reason I came this side is for performances like that. I'm proud to be your manager, and they give me a lot of pride and a lot of satisfaction going into the weekend and pushing off for Gillingham next week.
Yeah, which is encouraging, but they must have been bitterly disappointed not quite to have seen it out. I mean, there was a lot of commitment in the second half, some manful defending, a header off the line from Joe Edwards. Neil Etheridge made a couple of really good saves. Frustration in the dressing room, but did you sense that they would be able to see it out, or did you see a goal coming?
I did. Of course, if you look it back and you keep taking the clip back, you'll always see it. There's a phase where actually we could have done better there, and maybe we just could have killed the game a little bit better. So we'll look at it and we'll learn from it. But I think in general, you're going to get a little bit of pressure away from home, but there's no better feeling to get those 1-0 away wins when you come under the pressure a bit late on. But sometimes it doesn't always happen that way. But in general, if we're going to create that type of performance and those chances away from home, and they give me that application and work ethic, then I'm a happy manager at this time.
Yeah, a couple of really good chances in the second half as well to got that second goal. And I mean, you know, you've got Aaron Ostuma with a couple of really good situations. And this season, the form that he's been in, you'd have backed him to have hit the back of the net at least once.
He did, but that's life. But I've said to him, at least you're in those positions, and when it happens again, then at least you'll get another opportunity, because I thought your work ethic for the team once again to occupy them and stop them playing out from the back was exactly what we'd worked on through the week. So he did the game plan, and I said it's one of them games, if you and Simeon tie them out and occupy them for 89 minutes and somebody else gets the goal, then that's what we're here for. And it nearly worked out, but never mind, we shall dust ourselves down and move on, ready for next week.
And their goal, what do you learn from that? And there's no blame apportioned. Obviously, they're applying the pressure. It was a good finish by Bodic when you look at it.
Yeah, a good finish, because that's what the kid can do. But I thought maybe we give him a bit more, too much time. I think it was switched to the opposite side. We had a chance to keep it. Gave it away a little bit too cheaply. They switched it. We still had a really good shape. We had bodies behind the ball, but I don't think we pressed the ball well enough just to affect the shot. Gave him a bit too much time in the box, and a player of his capabilities can finish like that.
Yeah, game management. It comes with experience, doesn't it, really?
It does. And when I think back to the start of the season, we've improved. We've come on leaps and bounds with that, which is really a credit to the boys and credit to my coaching staff as well. So yeah, I'm a happy manager tonight. Of course I would have loved the win, but in life you don't always get your rewards. But performance wise I don't think we can argue.
And just a word on an assistant, how far away are you from that? Is it going to take a while, do you know at this stage?
I've had a lot of phone calls.
I'm sure.
It's a really good position for somebody to come in. It's a great, great group of lads to work with. And anybody that comes in, I'm looking for them to want to come in to develop. Not just the players, but everybody who's at the club, I want them to progress. Whether that's with us in a high division, or just to get themselves a skill set where they can individually develop. But they have to be a really special person to come in, and somebody who we think deserves to be part of this team. And I've got ideas. I'll speak to a few people on Monday, so I'm looking to get somebody in place prior to Gillingham next week.